Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Kimberly Cummins, MA graduate of the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. African Awareness Month, which is celebrated annually during February, is an important time to reflect on the contributions and achievements of Black leaders, past and present, and to inspire future contributions, innovations, and achievements. That is why decades before the month was introduced in Barbados, the Member of Parliament for St. Philip, Mr. Darrell Da Costa Garner, made a concerted push for Negro history to be taught in elementary schools. In a report carried in the Barbados Advocate newspaper on this day, March 15, 1950, Mr. Garner expressed the view that an important ingredient was missing from the education set up at that time, and that was Negro history. Speaking during the House of Assembly sitting the previous day, he further lamented about the fact that absolutely no attempt was being made to teach such in Barbadian schools. And he believed that as a result, there was no standard to which the Negro children could aspire if they were not taught the good deeds which illustrious Negroes had done in the past. Mr. Garner also argued that there was a need for Black people to see themselves in monuments that are erected across the island. This was why he called for the erection of a statue of a Black man to be placed next to that of Lord Nelson, which at the time was mounted in Trafalgar Square, or what is now known as Hero Square. The previous day's sit-in lasted for almost 12 hours as the House of Assembly resumed consideration of the colonial estimates for 1950-51. 8 additional heads were passed, but it was education that seemingly took prominence. Leader of government and senior member for St. Joseph, Mr. Grantley Adams, also made a contribution, stating that a subject as important to the welfare of the community as is education ought to be considered high above the level of party politics. This was the reason why he wanted to see every child of school age in school, even if, according to him, government had to provide accommodation for them under breadfruit trees and under tents. Mr. Frank Walcott spoke about the proposed system of junior schools, which he noted was still under consideration, and said he would have liked to see preparatory schools already in existence. He hoped that a preparatory school would have been built where Harrison College now stands. It would have been in a central place where all the young boys and girls who attend Harrison College, Queen's College, and Commemore School could go and be taught by specialists. On the other hand, Mr. Winter Crawford thought that secondary schools should be enlarged to accommodate more children, and that consideration should be given to erecting a secondary school in the parish of St. Philip in order to serve the upper part of Christchurch, St. George, St. Philip itself, and part of St. John. In his opinion, without that school, children had to leave the country districts as early as 6:30 in the morning to arrive in time for school in the city at 8 a.m. and never arrived home before 7:30 at night. Education took center stage with the fervent submission that Negro history should be taught in schools holding court when the Barbados Advocate newspaper published a report on the House sitting for the constitutional estimates of 1950-51 on this day, March 15, 1950.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.